Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Welcome to Minisode Monday. I'm happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, we're taking a page from Jay Baer's book, and we're going to teach you how to treat your haters like toddlers. I've noticed a lot of people get worked up about what other people think of them and what they think about their work. And I'm one of those people. Trust me, I get it. And this mostly happens with creatives, with makers, and people who put their work out there for others, especially online. But it also happens to the rest of us, pretty much no matter what industry or line of work we are in. So we're having a great day. We just posted something online. We uploaded a piece of our work. We turned in a report. Or we even went and did something new with our friggin' hair, for God's sake. And we get a nasty comment. It might be a comment on a video or on Facebook. It might be something in our email inbox. It might even be something that someone says to us that's well-meaning, but just comes out of left field and kind of messes with our mojo. So we end up getting upset. We dwell on it, and sometimes this stuff can be a real day ruiner. I'm no exception to this, like I said. I wish I were immune to this stuff as well, but I'm not. At least not all the time. But here's the thing. Our critics, and I mean the uninformed ones, the nasty ones, the ones that are just out for themselves and are not out to actually make us better, they're toddlers. That's right, they're toddlers. Most people don't get upset when a six-year-old says something to them that might be considered a bit rude in polite company. And this is because most sane people don't believe that toddlers have a great concept of savoir-faire, nor do we really rely on their sense of taste for very much here. Additionally, getting upset at a toddler and setting them straight, it's not going to do much good. And no one with two brain cells to rub together would even try. So next time someone brings you down on purpose or otherwise, next time someone tries to sabotage you or get you all riled up, the next time someone tries to undermine you or undermine your work or your self-confidence, just remember, they are a toddler. It's better to treat them that way than to derail your work, your project, and your day, and your emotional state for that matter, trying to prove yourself right. In the end, all they want is a smile, a hug, and some ice cream anyway. When it comes to dealing with grown-up toddlers, of course, we've got plenty more like this. In the AOC Challenge, it'll help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and we're taking you step by step in there. We also have a Facebook group with other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the AOC team, helping you move through the challenges. It's great to see the growth going on in there. We're helping you toddler-proof your mind. That's what we're doing in there. So text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to 33444 in the States, or just go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.